1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're going to do a little something different our first hour on the program. Although you might say everything we do on this show is a little something different. But this hour, we're going to play a game that we haven't played in a while. It's called True Talent or a Full Pantload. Now, what that means is you have to identify and you have to judge correctly whether the name we give you, whether the individual we're telling you about, and this is generally a super celebrity or actor from the field of entertainment, whether they truly are a talent or a full pantload. A lot of these people, well, every one of these names will be very recognizable to you. And we have decided on this program, and we've run these by our panel of judges, all of these names, and we've determined whether they're true talent or a pantload, and then we'll find out whether you can correctly guess whether those people are. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. That number is 1-800-449-8686. And I just would like to say, while we wait for your phone calls on that, that I am, let's see, what do I want to say? I love life. I'm very happy. I know what it was. I don't want to get into that stuff, man. It's heavy parenting stuff. I don't want to even talk about that yet. What? What were you going to say, Craig? There's some heavy parenting things that I'm dealing with right now, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pour my freaking problems out onto the airwaves this early in the afternoon, but I have a kid in my life. What do you mean I didn't die on Friday? Oh, that I didn't die on Friday from the car, yeah. Anyway, let me make a long story short. I got home last night, and the headphones that I bought for the Sony Trinitron television that I bought were snapped in half. And I found out that the kids were wrestling and they broke them. Now, the kid that broke them should have known better because he was the oldest kid. And he jumped on one of the little kids and he snapped these headphones in half. So the problem seems small, doesn't it? Until you get into this area of what do you want to do about it? And my wife's solution is to make him pay for it. Does that sound good to you? It does, huh? Well, it doesn't sound good to me, and here's the reason why. These guys don't have jobs. None of them have jobs. None of them have ever worked for a living. So when you take their money away from them, you're taking away money that was given to them by way of allowance. You're taking away money that was given to them by way of a $50 bill in a birthday card or a $50 bill in a Christmas card, or it was money that was given to them by a relative from across the country, or, you know, they got money for lunch and they saved it. None of this money these guys have done lifted one finger for. So if I'm taking money away from him to pay for these headphones, it's just, oh, gee, they gave me those green-colored pieces of paper. Now they're taking them back. It didn't seem like anything that was worthwhile. What I want to do is take away the computer. I want to take his computer keyboard away from him for 2 solid weeks and make him pay for it. So in other words, I want him to feel the deprivation that I now feel because I can't come home at night after everybody's gone to bed, stick on the headphones, crank down the sound on the TV, crank up the sound on the cans, and watch Sopranos or whatever other boring, monotonous program I feel like anesthetizing myself to. But instead, I can't do that anymore now. And he's at home right now playing on his computer, and I want to fire a Stinger missile into his bedroom. Just that portion of the house I want to see burning. Now, Craig says, make him work it off through chores. Good suggestion if he knew how to use a rake. But he doesn't. Good suggestion if the kid knows how to use a broom. He don't. So that means I got to, Melissa said the same thing, I got to stand over these guys and show them how to use the rake that I want them to rake the leaves with. I might as well be out there doing it myself. You think I can be inside watching a ball game? Forget it, because I got to stand out there and make sure that they're putting the garbage in the can and not just throwing it over the side of the hill or something. Pardon me. Well, let's go now to True Talent or Pantload. Got Rhonda here. Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Hi, Phil. Love you.
Well, thanks. And we will, you know how we play True Talent or Pantload. All you tell me is this person a true talent or a load?
All right.
And then we'll judge your response compared to the judges' responses that we got before the show. You ready?
I'm ready.
We'll do about 3 names per caller. What do you think of that, guys? Good? All right.
I like it.
Julia Roberts, true talent or a pantload?
A lot of people say pantload, but I think true talent.
Do you? You are, I'm sorry, wrong on that one, so, okay.
I get 2 more chances?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know what you ought to do is keep track of when the audience is right or wrong in there, Mike and Melissa. Brad Pitt, true talent or a pantload?
Pantload.
You think he's a pant lover?
Oh, yeah.
We believe he's a real talented guy.
Hell no.
If you saw True Romance, come on.
And he's gay.
You're right. Eminem, true talent or a load?
Load.
Nope. You're not doing good here, Rhonda, but we appreciate your patronage.
Okay.
And thanks for listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
I still love you.
True talent or a load?
Load.
Thank you. All right, let's go over to Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
How's it going, brother?
Oh, going great.
Okay, here we go. Haley Joel Osment. You remember him from Sixth Sense and all those other movies? Do you go to movies?
I do go to movies.
Okay. Did you ever see The Sixth Sense?
I did not.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's a little kid. Well, then you wouldn't know.
I know the movie, and I know the little kid.
Do you think he's a true... A lot of people loved him. A lot of people raved about him. A lot of people said that he was an intensely emotional guy for his age. Do you think he's a true talent or a load?
I'm going to go for talent.
You're going for... No, he's a load.
Ah, crap.
He's full of crap. We don't believe him. All right, we're going to try it again here, Steve, so don't worry.
Let's do it.
Calista Flockhart, true talent or a pant load?
Load.
Yes, she is a load. She's a pant load in a bad way, I guess you could say. And then Drew Barrymore, true talent or a pant load?
I'm going to go heaping load on that one.
Really? No, we on this show thought that Drew Barrymore is solidly talented, except for Melissa. She agrees with you, Steve. So I hope the two of you are very happy together. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, pal.
What are you talking about? You said you loved her in there, and now you're coming out here and changing your tune? You make me sick. You make me want... I'm just joking. All right, let's go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Phil.
How are you doing?
Good.
Here we go. Jennifer Lopez, she of Selena, she of The Cell, she of Out of Sight. Jennifer Lopez, a true talent or a pack of...
I say Jennifer Lopez is like a big booty talent.
Do you?
Yes.
We don't quite buy her as an actress.
No.
As a singer, yeah, but we're not buying her yet as an actress. Okay, Alec Baldwin, true talent or a load?
I don't like him, but I say talent.
Absolutely right. The guy's a little freaky, but he is a talent.
Exactly.
Let's go to Tom Hanks, true talent or a pant load?
Talent.
He is. Absolutely. So you did better than the previous two, Jessica.
You are
leading in the competition. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So Jessica there is solid. She's solid with us. The other two folks didn't do too good. Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Good. You ready?
I sure am.
Matt Damon, a true talent or a load?
Oh, God. I think he'd go for a talent.
You think he's gay, so he must be a talent?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Jennifer Love Hewitt, who did such great things as Scream, what else did she do, Mike? Because you got her whole resume, like, tattooed on your rear end.
Party of Five.
What do you think? Jennifer Love, whatever the hell her name is, talent or sack?
Party of Five, pant load.
She is a load. And finally, Faith Hill. You know Faith Hill?
Oh, yeah, the singer.
Talent or a load?
Talent.
Nah, she's a pant load. Sometimes in a good way, though, as we like to say. Thanks for calling, pal. Bye-bye. How's the audience doing? I think they're not too good. Let's go over here to Inesta. Hi, Inesta. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Okay, Guy Ritchie. Do you know this guy?
Guy Ritchie?
He married Madonna. He directed a movie called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he also direct that movie that's out now?
Snatch. Yes.
I like that.
You did, so you say he's a true talent or a pant load?
Yeah,
really?
I'd say a true talent.
No, he sucks.
Oh, come on.
And the reason why... No, seriously, the reason why is because his first movie, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Things, was a complete Tarantino ripoff. Now he rips himself off with this next movie. All right, now how about Kevin Costner, a pant load or a talent?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, pant load.
You said a pant load?
Yeah.
You're wrong. He is a talent. Although Melissa agreed with you on that one, too. She can't stand him. She can't stand the very sight of him.
Kevin Costner. Okay.
All right. And finally, Billy Bob Thornton. He of A Simple Plan.
Okay. No, he has to be a talent. He's weird, but, yeah, talent.
Absolutely. Billy Bob Thornton is number one on our list. Thanks a lot for so well on True Talent or Second.
Yeah, right. I did real well.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, yeah, sure. Sure, you suck. No, you did fine. True Talent or Pantload, Party of Five. That was the show she did, Jennifer Love Hewitt, which still doesn't bail her out in my book. She still sucks. Until such time as she does a movie that doesn't, you know, in other words, something that doesn't make quite as much money. I want her to do something that bombs but is critically hailed. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show as we continue with True Talent or a Pantload here on The Phil Henry Show. Be right back. Show here, playing a round on the Phil Henry Show of True Talent or Pantload. 1-800-449-8686. And also, we'll get back to whether I'm going to kill my kid or not. And that'll be in just a few moments. Now, right now, I will tell you that we are listing off the names of famous actors and celebrities. And we ask you the simple question, are they a true talent or a pantload? And so far, out of 15 names, the audience has gotten 5 correct. That's a 333 batting average. That's not too bad because we're a little bit eclectic in our taste and our view of people. I'll give an example. Kevin Costner, we had an argument in the office, and I had to overrule everybody. When I said Kevin Costner and Schaefer and Melissa said a real bag of crap, I said, no, I'm overruling you. The guy's a talent. Just because he did Waterworld and just because he did The Postman can't overrule the great work he did in such Bull Durham. And how about 13 Days where he does that Massachusetts accent? Man, that just... You're right, it is a load. And we also had a major argument about... didn't we have a big argument going with Alec Baldwin? I think you guys hated him. I said, I'm overruling you. I think the guy's a talent. And there's a few where we give them a pantload vote, but there's a qualification. So you'll see what I mean as we progress. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, man. You ready to go?
Yeah.
You tell me whether they're a true talent or a bag or a pantload, and we'll see whether you're right or not. Johnny Depp.
True talent.
A true talent?
Yes.
Okay. David Duchovny.
Load.
No, you were right. You were right. That's two right. So you're already improving the average of everybody. And finally, George Clooney.
Oh, he's a pantload, man. Come on,
no,
Phil.
No. He's a true talent.
Get out of here.
He's a marvelous, marvelous man.
Come on,
and
Phil.
He's handsome. Didn't I tell you I don't want any fags calling? Okay. Now, here is Brian. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
All right, here we go. Catherine Zeta-Jones, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, she's a pantload.
No, you're right. She is a pantload, but good looking.
Very good looking.
Nicole Kidman, true talent or a pantload?
I'm gonna give her a true talent.
Absolutely right. And Kim Basinger, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, she's a pantload.
No, she's a talent.
Oh, what?
You saw L.A. Confidential.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Thanks for calling. So that guy got two, didn't he? Two out of three. All right. People are improving. Let's go to Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Dan?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, really good. Here we go. Kate Hudson, true talent or pantload?
Kate Hudson, she's a pantload.
She's a pantload? No, she's a true talent. Hugh Grant, true talent or pantload?
Hugh Grant, true talent.
Absolutely. Russell Crowe, true talent or a pantload?
True talent.
You got it. Very good. Two out of three. Nice scoring. Thanks for playing. I hang up on them just before they can call me an asshole, if you noticed. Okay, let's move on now to another caller here. Hi, John. John?
Hello.
How are you doing, brother?
How's it going, man? Hit me with some names, really.
Jillian Anderson, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, she's a pantload, dude. Oh, come on.
Ben Affleck, true talent or a pantload?
Dan Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, he's talented. Right on.
Eddie Murphy. I know he's black, but be objective. Eddie Murphy, true talent?
Eddie Murphy, he is he's a huge trouser load, Phil.
You are dreaming. Thanks for calling. Pick. How can you call Eddie Murphy a trouser load? I told the guy to ignore the fact that he was black, and he wouldn't do it. All right, here is Tom. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, Phil. Big fan.
Thanks, man. Here we go. Mike Myers, true talent or a pantload?
I'm going to say talent.
You got it, man. He is. Keanu Reeves, true talent or a pantload? But I want you to remember the movie Speed before you answer too quickly.
Pantload.
Wrong. Guy's great. Michael, how did we figure that he was great? Yeah, Speed and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That's it. All right, Michael Douglas, true talent or a pantload?
I'm going to say pantload.
You think he's a pantload?
I don't like him.
You're wrong, brother. He's a talent. He's old, and he's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones, which nobody on Earth can explain. No science lab can explain that, but he is a talent.
That's why I say he's a pantload.
True. Thank you for calling, though.
Thanks.
Bye. Look, you can't fault a guy because he's married to a beautiful woman, okay? And you can't fault a guy because he's old. The cat's a good, you know, it's, he's, you're right, he's a pantload. All right, here is, we got any women? Here's Ellen. Hi, Ellen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, ready?
Yeah, but I just wanted to remind you that Kevin Costner absolutely pantloaded his accent in Robin Hood, and I don't want anyone to forget that.
Oh, that's the
that.
Truth. That's the absolute truth.
Oh, he's a total pantload.
Yeah, well, he pantloaded the accent in Robin Hood and 13 Days, but are we going to forget all the great things he's done for us?
Well, I just think that if you're making that much money a film, get a dialect coach and work on it, you know?
That's true. That's absolutely true. What'd you think of Waterworld, by the way? Everybody was bellyaching about the money. Didn't cost me. It still cost me $7 to get into the movie. What do I care?
You know, that's more than they got probably on the back end of that film.
All right. Well, here we go. Are you in the movie business, by the way? You said back end.
I
so
am.
That means
I'm
you're in one
to,
of two
I'm
businesses.
I'm ready to pantload all of them. Go all ahead.
Right. She said back end, so it's either the movie business or... All right. So Jackie Chan.
Oh, you know what? Talent. Absolutely.
He's an absolute talent. Cuba Gooding Jr., true talent or a pantload?
Ooh. I want to say pantload, but you know what? Let's go with talent.
That guy is a smoldering pantload. Cuba Gooding Jr. with that funky looking face of his. Every time it looks like he's getting goosed by everybody. Every movie he's in. All right, Janet Jackson, true talent or a pantload?
Are we talking music?
What are we talking about, you guys? Yeah, what she does.
You know what?
Overall,
she's proved to be a talent. I think I don't like her music, but.
You got 2 out of 3. That was very, very good, Ellen. Thank you.
Great. Thank
God
you.
God bless. Thanks. How about that, man? Why does everybody think Cuba Gooding Jr.? That's not that difficult to figure out. That's another guy like Brendan Fraser who has done a lot of movies. He did like one really well and the rest suck. Well, I don't mean that about Brendan Fraser. I love all of his films, including Bedazzled, Dudley Do-Right, and whatever the hell else he does. All right, here is Mike. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Yeah, here you are.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Elizabeth Hurley, true talent or a pantload?
I like the true. She's good.
She sucks.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, she does. You know she does. Brendan Fraser, true talent or a pantload?
I like it. True talent.
Absolutely right. Julianne Margulies, true talent or a pantload?
I'll go with a pantload.
Nah, she's a talent. Not that I don't necessarily agree, but I got overruled on that. So what are you going to do, you know, Mike?
Well, you and I agree on it, so that's all right.
Drive careful. Bye.
All right.
I don't have to be honest. That's okay. I'm not lying to you, man. I feel like I'm lying to you, man. Here's Hannah on the Phil Hendry Show. Hannah?
Hey, Phil.
Ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Now, here's one we had a big argument over, but here it goes. Cameron Diaz, true talent or a pantload?
True talent.
True talent? See,
no.
I thought so, too, but these guys thought she was a load and a half.
Oh, something
really?
About Mary kind of saved her.
Something
I
about
think.
Mary was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Although Any Given Sunday really went in the, was a real smeller.
That's true.
All right, here's another one. Heather Graham, true talent or a pantload?
Pantload.
No, you were right about that. Yeah, she is a pantload. I liked her in Boogie Nights. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I guess everybody hated me. Sarah Jessica Parker, true talent or a load? Forget
load.
About the speech she gave on the Golden Globe. You think she's a load?
Yes.
You're wrong. Listen, thanks, Hannah.
Okay, thanks.
We love you. Bye-bye. Hannah, her sisters weren't calling, though. Anyway, 1-800, Hannah is a sister? 1-800-449-8686. Sarah Jessica Parker is great talent, even though she was long-winded and running off at the mouth there at the Golden Globes. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. right, we'll get back to on the Phil Henry Show, True Talent or a Pantload. Right now, our audience has been calling in, and we give you a name, and you tell us whether that individual, that luminary from stage, screen, film, television. Stage, screen, film, television. Those are four separate things, right? No, I said screen and film, so that's one thing. Anyway, you guys have been choosing as to whether they are a talent or a pantload. You are 15 out of 39, so your average got a little bit better. What's that, about 40% maybe? Something like that. Anyway, 15 out of 39 our audience has gotten correctly as we play True Talent or a full, fetid, smoldering, fragrant pantload. Oh, here comes a really interesting one. Let me just go over here to Mike. Mike, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what's up, Phil? Love your show.
Thank you very much. Mike, our first name here, is she a true talent or a load? Madonna.
Pantload.
Really? Now, we said she's a boring, but a very talented person. Oprah Winfrey, true talent or a load?
True talent.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't be number one for as long as she's been without having some talent. Rosie O'Donnell, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, man. I'm so glad I got this one. You know what she is. True pantload. A big one.
Now, let me just do this one more time. Okay, man, you're right. Two out of three. Very good, Mike.
All right. Sky Wizard.
It takes a guy... War Sky Wizard. It takes a guy from Chula Vista to say something like that. All right, let me go to... I told you we share audience with Rome, didn't I? Okay, here is Brian. How you doing, Brian?
Yo.
All right, brother, here we go.
Great show as always.
Yeah, you're welcome, RC. Ashley Judd, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, load.
No, brother. Ashley Judd? I'm not saying Winona Judd.
Well, she's great to look at, but
oh,
come on.
Oh, brother, come on. No, she's sweet. Ray Romano, true talent or a pantload?
Talent.
Wrong again. Drew Carey, true talent or a load?
Talent.
All three. You struck out, brother.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Yeah, real good, man. All right, here is Pat. Hi, Pat. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, how you doing?
Good, man. Okay, let's see. We're going to Jenna Elfman. True talent or a load?
You I'm sorry, say it again?
Jenna Elfman.
Give me a film credit. I don't know the name.
Oh, Darman Gregg?
Pantload.
Oh, why? Because you just don't like the show?
Exactly.
Get out of here. Here is Chad on the Phil Henry Show. Hey, Chad, how's it hanging?
Good, man. How are you?
Did you get it? How's it hanging, Chad?
I totally got it.
How long have you been hearing that one, man?
For about 3 months now.
Okay, Chad, here we go.
Yes.
Denise Richards, true talent or a pantload? You know who she is?
Yeah, a really hot chick, right?
She's sweet.
She was in one of the star fantasy films.
She was in, like, a James Bond film, which I think was The World Is Not Enough. She was in Drop Dead Gorgeous. True talent or a pantload?
She's a pantload.
Ah, she's good. All right. Sting, true talent or a pantload?
Sting's a true talent.
I got overruled on this.
Oh, the Police? Come on.
I know. I thought he was a true talent, too. And they thought he was a load.
Well, you guys like Keanu Reeves, too. That's completely unacceptable.
How about that? Yeah, I know. Is that you want to be me for a day, man?
Oh.
All right, and finally, Colleen from Survivor. Is she a true talent, or is she a load and a half?
She's a gigantic pant load.
Wrong again. Me. She is so talented, man.
Oh, you got to be kidding. This is rigged.
Oh,
this
hey,
rigged.
Tell me about it. I got to sit in the office with these freaks
Good
every
God,
day.
God, I don't envy you,
I
man.
I know. Thanks, brother.
All right,
bye,
take
bye.
It.
Bye. Notice how I put it all off on you guys. What did you guys say? You said she was... I said she was talented. Or you guys said she was... I forget. All right, let me move on here to Margaret. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, I absolutely love you.
Well, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right, we ready to go here?
Yeah.
Barbara Walters. True talent or a pantload?
Based on the Lewinsky interview alone, I'd have to say pantload.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, she's a talent. And
really?
And Melissa Melissa agreed with you. Yeah, The View, she ain't too good
oh,
on.
Come
but,
on.
But, I mean, look at all those cool interviews she does. You don't like those?
Yeah,
tell me you
love,
don't sit down and watch
yeah.
those. And yeah. Melissa agreed with you, and I said Melissa's only thinks she's a load because Melissa's jealous of
no.
Barbara Walters. Yeah. Melissa wants to be married to whoever it is Barbara Walters is married to. Here
Ew.
We go. Dolly Parton, true talent or a load?
True talent.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo.
Dick Van Dyke, True talent. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Is that three for you? Okay, Margaret.
Yeah, but
very
I got dipped on them on the Barbara Walters.
Well, what are you gonna do? Like I said, you know, these other guys are stuffing the ballot box. I'm as pure as the driven snow. Thank you for calling. Bye, Margaret. Okay, let's go over to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
We're down to the last few names on our list.
Excellent.
Did we already do Russell Crowe and all those guys?
Yep.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Helen Hunt, true talent or a load?
Oof. True talent.
You were right.
Yes.
She's very good. I mean, she gets some bad scripts, and she does some bad movies.
And she takes them.
Yeah, and she takes them. Well, you know what? Then you're wrong. She sucks. No, she's a talent. She's a... Meg Ryan, true talent or a full-on smoldering load?
Oh, smoldering load.
You got that right. Based on that whole Russell Crowe episode alone, right?
Yeah.
She could win 15 Academy Awards from here on out. People are going to hate her. David Schwimmer, true talent or a pant load?
Ooh, tough one. I'm going to say he is a pant load.
You got it right. That's three in a row. You're the first one to do that. Congratulations, Stephanie. Hold on the line. I'm going to pretend like I'm giving you a prize, even though we don't have anything, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. We'd like to get your name and address so we can pretend like we're going to send you something, all right?
Excellent.
Hold on. Take line two, will you, Mike, and pretend like we got something for her, and then she'll never get it in the mail and call up and complain. All right, let's go over now to Brent. Brent?
What up, Bill?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. That prize will be mine.
Okay. Courtney Cox, true talent or a load and a half?
Courtney Cox. No, she's a load.
You're right. Okay, yeah, man, if you can get all three, we'll pretend to give you something, too. Garth Brooks, true talent or a pant load?
Garth Brooks, he's probably a talent.
That's two, man, that's two.
I'm feeling it.
David Spade, true talent?
He's a talent.
No!
Blast!
We hate him here at the Phil Henry Show. All right, man. Thank you, though.
More weird guests.
Yeah, you got it. More weird guests. It's all we freaking do. All right, I tell you what I'm going to do. I've only got two names left, so I'm going to give these to Craig, my engineer, and see how Craig does on these. Heather Locklear, Craig, true talent or a load and a half? You're right. She's a true talent. She's saved how many TV shows, Heather Locklear? She saved like two or three shows that I can think of. Like at least two shows she has bailed out of the fire. Sharon Stone, true talent or a pant load? You're right, she is a pant load. And by the way, I don't believe that, Sharon, if you happen to be listening, which I'm sure you're not. I love you, and I think you're a marvelous talent, but my Gen X, Gen Y asshole crew, pardon my language, doesn't agree with me, but that's what I got to deal with. Thank you, everybody, for playing True Talent or a Full Smoldering Pant Load. Now let's see how you did. Our last group did 11 out of 21. Mike Schaefer, my producer, is going to be totaling this up to see how our audience today did on True Talent or Pant Load and a Half. 26 out of 60. That's not too freaking good. That's under 50%. Wow! But you did improve on your average as we got the thing going early on, 15, what was it, 5 out of 15? They were doing about 30%. So they improved it almost to 50%, just a little bit under 50%. And, of course, the next time we play True Talent or a Full Fragrant Load, we will, of course, be keeping an eye on... Craig likes the name of this show, by the way. True Talent or a Full Fetid Load. We will be keeping an eye on how you guys do as the days and weeks progress on the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So congratulations to the audience on True Talent or a Full Load. And it's going to be a good movie year, I think, isn't it? Fellowship of the Rings is coming out. There just seems to be some interesting things that are they're going to be sailing by our realm of perception. But this guy Ritchie, this guy is not kidding me at all with that snatch. Snatch this, brother, because you snatch. What, you get married and all of a sudden you're naming a movie after your wife? Now, what I was going to say is, what's the matter? I think that this cat rips off Tarantino, and like the review I read the other day, the guy's doing this movie Snatch, Frankie Four Fingers, what's that got to do with England? They don't have guys over there that are like that, do they? Do a freaking movie about the Victorian. Like, name a guy Fagin or something. And do it right. Don't be doing an American gangster movie. I don't know. I'm just a fascist. I'm a xenophobe, and I'm a Nazi. But anyway, we'll be looking forward to that movie, Guy. Thank you very much. Also, Tom Hanks got nominated for an Academy Award. He got the Golden Globe Award the other night, didn't he? Did you see the Golden Globes? Didn't he get it for Best Actor? Or was it George Clooney? Clooney got it. Gladiator got the movie. And as far as Jennifer Lopez goes, just to give you an idea why we gave her the vote that we did, we like her singing. We're not too sure of her as an actress, but then what do we know? And there were a few others that we had a huge fight over. Catherine Zeta-Jones, I'm sorry, I think she's very beautiful, but that doesn't mean that she's all that compelling to watch on a movie screen, and she ain't. And you know the guy that was great in that movie Traffic, and he had about 5 minutes of screen time? Benjamin Bratt, the guy, Julia Roberts' boyfriend, he plays a drug lord in Mexico. He's solid. Real good. Cuba Gooding Jr., if he stops bugging his eyeballs out, maybe one of these days we'll vote for him. Elizabeth Hurley, very beautiful, had to be in a movie with Brendan Fraser, and I don't know who got the worst end of that deal, Brendan Fraser or Elizabeth Hurley. Keanu Reeves will forever be immortalized because of Speed, because of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and of course because of Dracula. Not Eddie Murphy, the guy is out of sight. I mean, he's a riot and a half. What's the new flick? He's Dr. Doolittle 2. I didn't see one, but I'm going to go see two. Madonna, what can you say? She's always in our face. We can't get away from her. She, whether you like it or not, Madonna. It's going to be the next album of her. Whether you like it or not, here I am again. I mean, okay, I get it. You're a star. I got it. And I understand that you're, you know, you're a great dancer and a great singer. You're a phenomenon. I don't know one person that owns your music, but you're big. I don't know. What? You do? Yeah, you went out and bought a CD for the freaking show. And Mike's got, of course, he's got all of her albums at home. He goes home and gets into his short terry cloth robe and sits down and does a little vacuuming and listens to her music. Oprah Winfrey will never get a bad vote from me. If she stayed number one the way she does, she's fantastic. Rosie O'Donnell, fine. Ashley Judd, she's beautiful. That's good enough for me. Dolly Parton, how do you ignore that? Dick Van Dyke, because he looks like, you know, Stan Laurel, and, you know, and on it goes. Brendan Fraser, we still love you, Brendan, even though you couldn't pick a script, man. You pick your freaking nose easier than you pick a script. That guy does bad movie after bad movie. What's the latest bad thing that I just saw? He's going to do some flick. It's a Tim Burton movie. It already looks like a stiff. He plays a cartoonist with a monkey that, I don't know what the hell it is. He's a cartoonist and his monkey goes ape. And then the last thing he did was that bedazzled. Oh, Mummy 2. That looks awesome. Okay, just keep with that mummy thing, brother. And you'll be all right. Just be a mummy, brother. Or be a brother, mummy. And then we move on to Sting, who he's been irritating the hell out of all of us, of course, as you well know, for years, ever since he did the acoustic version of Message in a Bottle. It's just been an unrelenting assault by that guy. Unrelentingly. Okay, Sting, I understand. You're an artist, okay? Do you feel better now? Now go away. Colleen from Survivor, sure, she's big time. Why not? Alec Baldwin, tremendous. If for no other reason than, you see this watch, it's worth more than your car. That line alone gives Alec Baldwin our vote. Tom Hanks, saw Castaway, fantastic. Modern day Jimmy Stewart, you love him. Matt Damon, he's beginning to wear a little thin. All the Pretty Horses, just to name a few, but he's still okay in my book. Faith Hill, who? Calista Flockhart, as long as she doesn't eat her kid. Eminem, beautiful man, beautiful talent. Out of his freaking mind. Great talent. Kate Hudson. I'm sorry that I saw her interview the other night on NBC's Dateline. Other than that, watching her in Almost Famous was just tremendous. But to actually hear her talking and to hear who she really is, I was depressed for hours. Hugh Grant, great, funny guy. Russell Crowe plays that implosive, smoldering thing to the hilt. Maybe the next movie he does, he can really stretch and play something like that, you know, a little bit more implosive and smoldering. I don't know whether he's got the guy from Gladiator is the guy from L.A. Confidential. The guy from L.A. Confidential is the guy from Gladiator. But they're both really pissed. Nicole Kidman. You know what? I can't remember seeing her in one freaking movie. Name a movie she's been in. I've seen her on magazine covers. I've seen her interviewed. Days of Thunder, man. It ain't number one on my freaking video shelf. Days of Thunder. Then I tried to... Batman? Woo! Which one? She was so memorable, I don't remember... I remember Jerry Hall in Batman 1. I don't remember Nicole Kidman. Eyes Wide Shut. That's about where mine were. And what else? I just... it's tough. George Clooney? Yeah, the guy's really interesting to watch. If for no other movie than Dusk Till Dawn. Totally cool. By the way, why didn't we have Cheech Marin on here? Kevin Costner, I understand you didn't like Waterworld. I understand you guys didn't like The Postman. I understand he sucked in Robin Hood and that he really blew in that 13 days. But hey, come on, Dances with Wolves. Wasn't that cool? It wasn't? Gillian Anderson, I don't know anything about her. I don't watch the show, but she's keeping that thing flying without that David Duchovny who went off to become a movie star. Isn't that what he did? What's he in? Is he in his next movie's what? Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser? That's great. Ben Affleck, he's going to be in Pearl Harbor. Guy's really interesting to watch. That Pearl Harbor looks like a pile, and I'll tell you why. I'm telling you, I saw the trailer on that. The guy uses a lot of digitally enhanced photography. He uses a lot of digitally generated effects in that movie, especially the Japanese. And if I can see that, if I can notice that, the Japanese planes flying in to bomb Pearl Harbor, he had to, you know, augment the actual planes. I guess he went out and scoured the world for actual zeros, Japanese zeros, but he had to augment that with a computer-generated images. It sucks. It doesn't look, you can tell, man. I mean, you remember how, you know how realistic those planes look? About as realistic as those dinosaurs running over the hillside looked in Jurassic Park. When Sam Neill is running away from them, there's that whole herd of dinosaurs. How real did that look to you? It looked good, but it looked like a cartoon, didn't it? That's how these Japanese planes look. Great, an animated Pearl Harbor. Just what I always wanted to see. Huh? What if Disney does a drama? They do a full-on animation of, you know, the Nuremberg Trials or something. It's Disney, this fall, the Nuremberg Trials. Hermann Göring. Well, I don't want to go to jail. Yeah, I don't know. The gavels start talking and dancing, you know. It was this idea. Dave Herman, who's a very talented and funny guy, he was in the movie Office Space. He had a great idea. I better not. Well, Dave, if somebody rips you off, just blame me. He had a great idea for a Disney film. Disney should do this. It's called That Darn Little Slave. And it's a whole animated thing about some kid, you know, with the whole black Sambo face. And he's coming in from the fields, and the masses whipping him, and then they break into song with a banjo, and then, you know, the massa comes out of the house at night and has his way with one of these slave women, and that turns into a musical effect. And it's just a great little Disney thing. That Darn Little Slave, this fall at theaters near you, from Walt Disney. Anyway, I thought it was funny, but he tried to pitch it, and not only did they not like the idea, but he was run over by someone's Mercedes. I don't know where that happened. Okay, 1-800-449, I think it was a Mercedes that ran him over. Well, it might, I don't know, Ferrari. 1-800-449-8686. Imagine pitching a movie, it's so bad that not only do they throw you out of the office, then the guy comes out of his office and runs over you with his Jaguar. So that's, I gotta go. Phil Hendry Show.